This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. It is hour number four of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for an edition of Football's Finest. If you are day drinking, your moment in the sun is right around the corner, because what you're drinking, what you're thinking is coming up here at 5:20. We don't care what you talk about as long as you answer the questions. Here's Chief of the Finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Congratulations to the Jags. The youth movement is real with the coaching staff and the front office. Mm-hmm. We know they hired Mr. Duval, Liam Cohen, 39 years old, as their head coach. Their offensive coordinator is 29 years old, and their defensive coordinator is 42 years old. They're all rookies in their position, and now they have just hired, I believe, the youngest general manager in the sport, James Gladstone.
Yep.
He was the Rams director of scouting, and now he is the new GM of the Jacksonville Jags. So they're going full youth movement there with the staff in the front office. The haircut screams 34-year-old on this guy. Dawson, you can give me the scouting report on this on this hair.
He's a Midwestern guy.
Is he a Midwestern guy?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, yeah, his name is James Gladstone, 34 years old. You can take a look at him. Tell me if you would trust that head of hair to be your personnel man.
Wasn't a football guy before he became a football guy.
Makes sense.
Like a teacher.
Makes plenty of sense. He was always a teacher.
Yeah, that's the shave on the side where it's parted short on, and then the long sort of
super long swoop
mushroom
back.
Whip over.
Yeah. Is it scream
like Peaky Blinders?
Doesn't scream alpha. Yeah,
kind of a little Peaky Blinders. Kind of like that guy.
But without the gravitas of those guys, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the accent and everything.
And the suits.
Yeah, they're going young. This guy in Jacksonville.
This guy is really, really, really big in analytics.
Is he?
Yeah, the Rams, with Les Snead, those guys, they really don't scout. They don't scout. They don't go out a bunch. They really rely on analytics when it comes to scouting. And so this guy was one of the guys that brought that to the Rams, and they've been using him and his ways of scouting the last few years, and so he gets an opportunity to run his own team now. Good for him.
Great for him.
I'm very nervous if my team is like, hey, we need to lean into the analytics a little bit more.
This is all this guy does. He is total analytics. Because like I say, the Rams, if you look at the Rams, they're information gatherers. Mm-hmm. They're really not guys to evaluate, but they do lean on that very, very heavily with Les Snead now.
Do you guys remember when the 49ers had their linebacker Devondre Campbell quit on the team?
Yes.
Late in the season?
Yes.
He hasn't really addressed the situation at all, and Niners fans are still in his mentions complaining about it. So he tweeted out, he said, I ain't addressing bleep. I'm rich and never have to work another day of my life. And I told Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch that when they FaceTimed me and they begged me to come out there and an hour after Green Bay they cut me, I really be sparing bleeps. I play because I want to. So that's where he stands right now.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they FaceTimed me. They begged me to get out to San Francisco. I didn't need this. I've already made enough money. I don't have to say anything to you guys. So I don't know that he's opening the door for another team to feel like, yeah, this is a guy we want. But kudos to him. He doesn't have to work anymore. So he's playing that card in a very heavy-handed fashion.
Yeah, I think that's the saying the quiet part out loud from a player's perspective. Like, I think a lot of players should lean into that. Like, I'm only going to play if I want to play. And, you know, but I don't know if you want to be broadcasting that to other teams, because right now the Cowboys need a linebacker. And if I found out they were interested in DeVondre Campbell, that's not what I want as an employer.
No,
you know, that's what I want to tell my brother and my friend. Hey, take a selfish approach because the teams are going to be selfish with you. You know, get your money and then get out while you're healthy. But I can't be told that. If I'm his agent, I'm like, dude, we might be done right now. Yeah. So yeah. I hope you got enough.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Buffalo with their running back position, because you have James Cook, who had a great, great season. He's looking to get an extension, and yeah. I wonder if it's going to get ugly. He's demanding $15 million per year, apparently. He says, I want to go chase the highest of the highest, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to stand on what I stand on. I don't want to feel like a cancer at all, because I don't like all that attention and all that. That's not me, honestly. I'm just standing on business and what I deserve. That's it, what I deserve. So I wonder if he's going to get in some level of a holdout deal, and we know how the running back market's a little bit wonky, but now it seems like they're on the up and up after the season that a lot of those guys just had.
Well, I saw that one of the biggest differences in their offensive efficiency, Chief, I don't know if you were here the day we did this story. It might have been when we got back from the Super Bowl. Might have been earlier. But anyway, one of the biggest differences in their running game was in this guy's ability to take yards after contact. Mm-hmm. Like, they were blocking it up the same, but it's like, why are the Bills so much better? Because this guy was getting hit and then finding a way to go still go get a first down. So I don't know, at $15 million with this cap, I know how we feel about this, but
that would make him second highest.
That'd make him second highest. You're McCaffrey. The Bills.
Yeah, McCaffrey.
You're close.
Yeah, McCaffrey, and then Jonathan Taylor.
This is where we pull in Eagles and use voidable years to bring our own guy back, even if it's a luxury expense. We're a win now team. I think this is a situation where you pay your runner.
Okay, speaking of running backs, we played some sound yesterday of Ashton Jeanty, potential future Cowboy. He certainly wants it to be that way, and a lot of Cowboys fans do as well. Best running back in the class, and he had a conversation with John Gruden. Well, later on in the conversation, we didn't play this yesterday, but John Gruden asked him about like his pregame music, what's on his playlist, what is he like. John's trying to get some, he's crowdsourcing for
Migos, is it?
For yeah. So oh, yeah. So this is the clip. You hear the interaction with Jeanty. And then it turns to John Gruden in his film room watching film, and he's got the music playing. And this is how it unfolded.
What fires me up?
Throw a couple of bands at me, see if I know them.
See, I don't really listen to bands.
Give me something that's in your iPad. You know what I'm asking
iPad,
for.
My iPad, but Migos, you know what I'm saying? You know about some Migos?
Put them on my list. Let's put them. Jake, let's get some Migos.
What are you doing?
Watching, Dave.
New music?
Yeah, Migos. Have you ever heard of them? You never know what you've been missing until you find out what you've been missing.
You like it?
Freaking love it, man.
He is just a content goldmine, dude. John Gruden, unbelievable. Okay, so now I want to play this because this quarterback class in the draft is getting crapped on a little bit, understandably, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
But everybody's acting like there's not any real super beasts.
We don't know quarterbacks.
From a quarterback prospect standpoint. Yeah, yeah, you never know. I'm sure at least one of the guys in this class will end up being a stud. But here was Lewis Riddick on ESPN talking about, and he's a friend of the show, of course.
Yeah, I love that interview.
That was a great interview at Radio Row. He is just fantastic. But listen to him talk about Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I believe I saw the other day he's a billionaire, and he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back at four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lewis Riddick?
Ask Mario Cristobal about the kind of leader that this guy is and what he did to Miami football in the offseason from the time he decided to transfer from Washington State to the time they stepped on the football field. He took over this program, they said, like no one he has ever seen. And Mario has played with some great players, some of the greatest of all time at the U. This guy is the ultimate, consummate leader. He plays with a gigantic-sized boulder on his shoulder. It's not a chip. It's a boulder. He is very confident in the work that he has put in, and he should be because he's supremely smart. He is supremely talented, and he's deadly serious about the game. And he feels as though, even at this point in time, people still don't really believe that he's as good as he is. And he can play. He directed that passing attack down there at Miami this year with the kind of precision and the kind of maturity that is worthy of being considered a number one overall pick. It just is. And when he gets to the NFL level, he will be the guy who – what is the first thing that people said about Jaden Daniels when he went to Washington? They were surprised – well, not surprised, that everyone was impressed about the fact that he was there at 5 a.m. every day and he's the last guy to leave. And that's not just for show. It's because that's part of his process. It's the same thing with Cam Ward.
So he's kind of comparing him to Jaden Daniels a little bit. They have kind of a similar story. Older guys bounced around a little bit in college football and then finally landed at their final spot. Yeah, absolutely. And then had outstanding seasons. Jaden Daniels won the Heisman. Cam Ward, a Heisman finalist. But Lewis Riddick talking that highly of Cam Ward, and people are acting like he's not going to go number one overall. And I know, Bradish, you haven't studied him yet, but he's jumped out when you've watched other players you've studied.
No, I'm to the point now where I need to start watching the quarterbacks. I've got enough film on these guys, so I should be able to do that. But, yeah, you know, I've watched Miami's, like, offensive linemen. I've watched receivers with Miami. It's you can't not notice how well Cam Ward plays. You can't, you know, you're watching, you're like, oh my gosh, he escaped that. You know, the tackle you're watching completely whiffs on a block, and Cam Ward is like avoiding that guy to be able to make a throw down the field. And so, yeah, he's super impressive with his, with the mobility, the ability to throw on the move, the pocket awareness. If Lewis Riddick is telling me that he's a, you know, first in, last out guy, man, that's for a quarterback, you absolutely need to be. Those are the things you were starting to hear about with like guys like with Joe Burrow and people like that.
I think it's crazy, like some of the numbers Shador put up, considering how much pressure that he was under and the quality of that offensive line.
They got better. Like the first year they were awful. If you go back and watch 23 tape of Sanders play, you would be amazed. The first thing you say about him is how tough he is. They had a pro coordinator this year, you know, with our guy he was with the Giants, the head coach, and then was with the Cleveland Browns. His name's slipping my mind right now, but they've developed a better unit when it came to like the play, the running of the football.
And, Shurmur?
Yeah, Pat Shurmur. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah, Pat Shurmur. And you know, so like Pat protected him better, ran the ball better with him. And that their skill is really, really good. And it did. It helped the kid. The team improved. They offensively were much better this year than they were his first year there, where they were just like it was all him. And
it was a fire drill a lot of games.
Hunter, yeah. And they were just trying to make plays out of nothing.
But it just scares me, the idea of Cam Ward, if he is going to be a super beast and teams are going to pass on him on those first two picks, and then there's the Giants at three being able to land a game changer. You know? Like, I'm just like, please, Tennessee, just take this dude.
Yeah.
And then now it's like if he's great, awesome. If he's not, so be it. But I just hate the idea of the Giants being able to pull off a Commanders-style turnaround because they land a game changer at the position and not having to have the number one overall pick. The Giants should have played themselves out of the opportunity for a franchise monster like a Jaden Daniels.
I mean, looking at the profiles, I don't know, Brian. I think they match up with other first-round picks or first overall guys. Maybe they just didn't win enough in college, so they don't have the hype behind them.
I guess the thing, I know this about Cam Ward. It kind of reminds me of Penix when he went from Indiana to Washington. Like, Indiana was, like, when he left, they went into, now Indiana's back to playing better football. But, like, he was a winner at Indiana, and he goes to Washington, and he's a winner. And Cam Ward is a winner at Washington, kind of, like, gets that program going again. You know, Mike Leach and all that did a great job up there at one time, and, you know, they kind of had it going. But Everywhere he's been, he takes Miami, and you know, he finds a way to win. Listen, they're going to miss him. They're going to miss him a lot. You know, they got Beck at quarterback this year at Miami.
Big time drop off.
That's a huge drop off.
Especially when you consider all the intangible stuff, like Cam Ward, transfers to Miami, and then all of a sudden he becomes the face and leader of the entire program.
Absolutely.
And takes the entire team by the shirt collar and says, hey, this is going to look a little different right now.
Yeah, he took his NIL money and divided it up among his offensive line and stuff like that. You know, he took opportunities to show his teammates how much he cared about them, and they played hard for him. But like I say, there were times watching tape, you're like, how did he just get out of that? I mean, it was really this elusive play.
And he's an arm angle guy. Like, he can throw it off different platforms. I think he's really, really impressive.
He is very impressive.
Okay, so we know Bill Belichick now at Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. UNC. Mm-hmm. He's in college. Maybe he finally puts to rest all of his trolling and hate towards the New York Jets. Not so fast. Take it away, Billy B. with Jim Gray.
How do you find a quarterback?
Well, you might take a look at the ones that the Jets have released, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. They've done pretty well.
How about that, dude? What a response. And you can hear the chuckle in his voice when he says it. At every opportunity, he is going to just completely crush the Jets and who they are and what they're about.
He cracked up before he said it. Do you think he was cracking up when he realized how brilliant he was for that joke? Or do you think it was set up? Like, he was like, all right, Jim, give me the questions.
I'd like to think he was he even surprised himself with just how quick he was with that one.
This is going to be good.
That's really, really good. And then just to crap on the Jets even more, here's the fiance of Josh Allen, Bill's quarterback, Haley Steinfeld. She's a Hollywood starlet, and she was asked a series of football questions, and one of them was just to dunk on the Jets and the rest of the division.
How many yards is a roughing the passer penalty? 15 yards. Name the four teams in the AFC East Division. You got the Buffalo Bills and the Bills' three sons.
I love that, dude. Trash talking right there. Bill's
That's
Mafia.
That's a Buffalo gal right there.
Bill's Mafia will be embracing her forever. She just won over the hearts, as if she hadn't already, of all of Bill's Mafia. They're going to hear that. They're going to love that. And I would imagine as they're jumping off of their Winnebagos onto fire tables before their first division opponent next year, that will be just playing on a loop over and over again. Perhaps playing it in the stadium. I like the idea of that going on the Jumbotron at a Bills game just after they just beat the dog hell out of Miami or the Jets or the Patriots. And then here we go. Yeah. This is now going to be a Bills tradition inside their stadium on the Jumbotron with our quarterback's fiance, who's a Hollywood starlet, who people probably like a little bit more than Taylor Swift. I don't know, but she gets it.
It is. It's a content gold mine right there. I think I'd start a radio segment called My Three Sons, where we just go around the division every week.
Maybe
make it into an animated sitcom. I don't know, but I do know it's time to hit the expressway, and on a Friday, it's time for your phone calls here at 877-881-1053. Time for What You Drinking and what You thinking next right here. It's the G-Bag.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bag Nation and the family.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Lines are pretty loaded. Lots of legends here ready to check in on a Friday night. What you drinking, what you thinking. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. LA Live's right around the corner. Currently, I'm drinking a Stella Artois 0.0. Salute to them for bringing several six-packs to New Orleans last week. And salute to Brian for lugging them back in his vehicle. This is clutch. It's one of my favorite NAs. And I'm thinking Texas measles outbreak, 90 cases reported in the South Plains region. They're expecting more of an outbreak to pick up. Of the 90 cases, 16 have been hospitalized. So measles, pretty high hit rate there on going to the hospital if you get it. Only 5 of the infected individuals had been vaccinated. They got that MMR vaccine. They still got sick. So we've been down that path before. 7 counties in total. Gaines County has the highest, but also Yoakum, Dawson, Ector, Lubbock, and Lynn reporting cases of measles, man. It's like we're in the early 1900s or something over here. Apparently you get like regular sick for a couple of days, and then the red spots come, Brian.
You know what? I never had chicken pox.
Neither did I. Yeah,
I think if we get them now, we're in trouble.
Yeah, bad shape.
You guys never isn't got it shingles? If you get it as an adult, you basically got shingles.
I just got a shot for that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've never had chicken pox even as a kid and stuff. So
never had food poisoning. Never had chicken pox.
They say
wow.
They say as an adult, it could be pretty bad.
Dude, is Henry out of Letts?
Yeah, dude. Seriously,
Brian might not be human. Mm. But what are you drinking and thinking?
Well, I'm eating some of our ice cream, Eric.
Yeah, we got the Mr. Sugar Rush.
Mr. Sugar Rush.
Adult ice cream.
Adult ice cream. Jack and Coke. You can taste the Jack in this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good, dude. I got the Crown Peach one, 4.5% ABV. Really, really good peaches in this thing.
It is very good.
Total win.
Yeah, total win. And what I'm thinking is I am looking forward very much so. You know, there's a side of me that would have loved to have gone to the Combine this week with the morning show, but I am looking forward to this baseball because I'm looking forward to it because what you and Wolchuk do in the locker room, in the clubhouse, interviews, it makes my day. And then like we have the sandwiches, you and I do a lot
of food reviews, brats.
And then we try and like I say, we have fun one day and then we go to that dinner where I just embarrass myself with Eric and Hixie.
We do have to coincide our
I don't think Eric's gonna
broadcast
be,
yeah, with the team dinner.
With the team dinner. But anyway, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys in a surprise next week.
Heck yeah. I'll drink to that. Yeah, I'm consuming Mr. Sugar Rush Crown Peach right now, 4.5% ABV, Mr. Sugar Rush, 909 Dragon Street in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to a great Tolo Josh who brought these up to the station earlier this week. They're absolutely outstanding. And I'm thinking about the quotes that I saw from Tim Hardaway Sr. He was on the Gilbert Arenas show. And they asked him, like, if you could suit up one more time and go toe-to-toe with any player that's currently in the league, who would you want to go up against? He says, if I go back and suit up, I want to bleep up Tyrese Halliburton. He talks so much S, I want to go back and bust his mother-bleeping ASS. He think he all that. So the quote goes viral, and then Tyrese Halliburton says, tell the world the real reason you feel this way, Tim.
Wow.
And so now everybody's trying to figure out what's the real underlying beef here between Tim Sr. and Tyrese Halliburton.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really sure. What's the history? We're going to have to uncover this.
Shoot, man.
You got an idea?
I don't know. I know Tim Hardaway got in trouble before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the most progressive guy in the world. And Tyrese Halliburton has been accused of being a little bit zesty, I guess. Some people are assuming that.
Is that right?
I don't know. I cannot wait for this to actually come to light. Like, what's the real underlying beef?
That would be a real development.
That'd be crazy. That would be insane.
Yeah.
Maybe Halliburton just scooped one of his girls up or something. Maybe he says something crazy about Junior.
That was one of the first things I thought was like, maybe there's a love triangle situation.
Some road beef.
But I don't know.
Lucius, drinking, thinking.
Drinking water. Gallon. Had a whole lot of it. And a whole lot of it. Almost a gallon today right here. Hopefully I can get this gallon all the way in before we leave the show because I will be picking up some Coralejo on the way home.
There you go.
You know your boy.
Yeah, it's the way to prep.
Yes. Thinking about pulling up to my little taco stand, too, in Irving. Right off the story. Ooh, authentic tacos. I got to ask for crema.
Okay.
Oh,
dude, that sets it off.
Crema? There you go.
Crema? Yeah.
The sour cream?
Yes, in a sense, yes.
Yep. But it's better, isn't it? It feels like better.
It's like a cheesy sour cream.
Yes, it's damn good, man. And I'm going to go home and watch some of that SNL 50.
Oh,
I've been wanting to watch.
I've watched pieces of that.
Okay. I'm going to watch that and the Mavericks at the same damn time.
Got the dual screen.
Oh, I got the hookup, bro.
Well, Tim was saying that the Friday night, the concert, was the best thing to actually watch. Okay. So I might try and tee that up tonight as well.
Yeah, there were some old acts there on TV.
I saw Cher made an appearance.
Yeah. Cher's got a young man. You know that, right?
Really? It doesn't shock me.
Yes. I'm talking about young, bro.
Really?
Isn't she 70-something?
Yes. That's gonna hurt that girl. Don't she got osteoporosis or something at this point?
No, yeah. She's moving around pretty well.
Okay.
Apparently.
I think she I saw her backstage doing some dancing stuff.
Oh, watch out there, homie.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she's dating Halliburton. Yeah. You know, take that out of the equation at 877-881-1053. It is time for your phone calls. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes, so don't dilly-dally too long. Line number one is Polo in Garland. What you drinking? What you thinking, sir?
What's going on, people? Hey, I'm smoking on some of that spinach, and I'm drinking a Coke from Freebirds over here in Rockwall. Okay. Now, I'm kind of upset with y'all because me and my girl came to her Tato's last week downtown. Mm-hmm. I saw my boy Chiafalo. I saw my boy Broadus. But I'm mad because I'm disabled. I got a whole handicap sticker on my car, and I still had to park downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm mad about that, man. Mm-hmm. They don't do nothing for disabled people no more. Yeah. We got this new government. They're taking all our money. I can't even pay it. I got a handicap parking. I got to pay, and I got a handicap parking. Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to talk to, I'm going to talk to my boy Broadus thoroughly this week. Okay, everybody talking about they're taking money from HBCUs. They're not going to fund them no more, such. Yeah. Last year in the draft, I said something to you, Broadus. Mm-hmm. I said nobody from any HBCU got drafted. Do you think Shedeur Sanders would have got drafted if he stayed at Jackson State? That's one question.
Absolutely.
Another question I got for you. I see all these brothers playing in the ACC, SEC, Big 12 nowadays. But I look at the stands, I don't see no brothers at all except somebody mama. It's sad. And I'm wondering, Broadus, if it was back to where it wasn't no integration, do you think a lot of these players would get drafted? Because they would be playing in the Big 12 and ACC because there wasn't no black people in them leagues.
Yeah.
We had to play for Grambling, Southern. Y'all don't never talk about them schools. What's that? They got football players too. I love y'all, Bob, but I'm still mad I had to pay the park.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend,
Paul. I had to pay the park too.
Yeah,
downtown is the worst.
Yeah,
downtown Dallas is absolute worst when it comes to parking and everything. They have great establishments, but you can't get to them because of the parking.
That farmer's market, you know, you have to be committed. You have to be committed. If you're going to go there, you got to just know that you're going to have to pay to park.
My sister, thank God, she lives right next door, and I'll park over there at her spots.
There you go.
As far as the historically black colleges and stuff, I tell you what, back in the day, like the Kansas City Chiefs, back in the day, Lamar Hunt, like, you know, Clark's dad, man, Kansas City was great at scouting, you know, those schools and stuff like that. I'm to the point where when we used to like put together our scouting lists and stuff like that, I was always about, hey, we got to hit all those schools. We got to make sure we go to Southern and Grambling and Alcorn and all that. I remember watching like Steve McNair tape at Alcorn State and being just totally amazed of how this guy, what kind of player that he was, but there's a lot of places, and I think a lot of these kids do get missed. You know, I think that we're, you know, I'm sure that Mike Lombardi, who's now up there in North Carolina, you know, he's got North Carolina A&T, right? I mean, he's probably, there's some kids on those programs that he probably should be playing football at North Carolina, which is bad at the scouting stuff sometimes. You know, we miss on a lot of these kids, and I think that's really unfortunate. You know, yeah, you are going to, you know, you are going to miss one or two, but it seems like we miss on a lot of those kids, a lot more than we should, you know, and those programs do a great job of playing football, and I think we're trying to do a better job. You know, I was talking with Steve Weiss from the NFL Network about it, you know, about getting more of those games and stuff on and getting those kids out into some combine stuff and more things and try and make it, if they can't go to the big combine, we have a special combine, you know, for them and allow them to be able to showcase their talent. So Hopefully it'll work out that way. Hopefully we'll get that going.
All right. We're in the midst of what you're drinking and what you're thinking at 877-881-1053. Line two is Jay Billy. And a good evening, Jay Billy. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Man, I'll tell you what I ain't drinking. I ain't drinking that Kool-Aid. And now that I know that I can say mother bleeping, ASS.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't buying this Luca thing. I'm sorry, guys. Still on it. But, man, he's got, what, one or two years left to this contract ends, and I want y'all's opinion. You think he really likes California? I don't think he does. And, man, the only thing we can do, as Maverick fans, is wear a jersey, hey, come on back, man. Hey, and whatever their name is, Pont, whatever, the owners, man, trade that other, whatever it is, a couple of percent that you got above Mark Cuban and sell it back to him, man, and bring him back. That's the only thing we can hope for. See you in 2 years, Luca. Because, man, we like – you're our man, dude. That's ridiculous. We didn't do it. We didn't do it to you. Rico did it. And he's going – you know he's going up there to L.A. after this is all over. And I ain't drinking it, man. I want to know what y'all think about it.
Thank you, Jay Billy. Appreciate that. Not drinking the Mavs Kool-Aid. Yeah. I'd be surprised if a star doesn't sign with the team that he's with. Especially because he's a Nike/Jordan guy. Being in Los Angeles makes your deal worth a lot more money Murals. Because of how many more people see it.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
We're talking about a town of like 25 million people now. Yeah. And Lakers is like Cowboys, it's worldwide.
Brian Windhorst has been the one to really hammer home the idea that the Lakers, there's a lot of pressure on the Lakers to be able to extend Luka, and there's no guarantees that Luka's going to want to do that. Luka hasn't really been super loud about how grateful and excited he is to be with the Lakers, and maybe that's because he's still just trying to come to grips with everything that's taken place here.
Yeah.
Windhorst is painting a picture of like, yeah, there's a real chance that Luka is only playing out the remainder of his deal and then he will go somewhere else, because it's not like they have the bird rights super max extension like he had with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's leaving money on the table. In fact, if you go to different tax brackets, different areas of the country, you could actually make more money by not being on the Lakers. Now, maybe from a sponsorship standpoint or whatever, that's not the case. But yeah, I think it's really on the table. Maybe he wants to go team up with his buddy Jokic or whatever. I know the water means a lot to him. He did say that.
Yeah.
So maybe a tropical place, wherever it is. But I think it's definitely a real chance that Luka's only there for the remainder of this deal and he doesn't sign the extension.
Well, that would be hilarious. I mean, it is like 6 extra hours on a plane from home. I think that matters.
It does matter.
You know, yes. Florida, Orlando, Miami, Charlotte, Washington, New York, Boston would seem a lot more, you know, doable from a lifestyle perspective. Walt's on line four. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Walt, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking ice cold, Natty Light, baller on a budget. And Lucas, if my math is right, I too was born underwater with $3.06. And as a matter of fact, I'm headed to the Funk right now to celebrate Born Day number 45. And I'm thinking about the Fred's burger that I'm about to have. If you guys want a burger that's going to change your life, Fred's Texas Cafe on Western Center, there's actually two of them in Fort Worth. Mm. A bolo burger. Bologna's not just for poor people anymore. Mm. Smoked bologna,
yeah.
A slab on a hamburger patty. Yeah. I'm telling you, it is amazing. Yeah. And I'm also thinking, I've been watching Luka for the last 7 years, possibly the same way that I've been guilty of watching my kids play sports and watching other people watch their kids play sports, completely looking past all of his flaws. This will always go down as the worst trade in history unless some idiot comes along and trumps it. But I really, really think, I know this is not going to stick what he's been doing lately, but I really, really think that we're going to see the Luka that we never thought we would see. A dude that's actually mediocre, and the rest of the world, not necessarily the rest of the world, the rest of the NBA that gave him almost no respect when it comes to all-star votes and just different things. When I thought Luka was being disrespected all these years, I really, really think we're about to see that they weren't necessarily 100% wrong.
It's an interesting call, Walt. Appreciate the call and enjoy that trip out to Fort Worth and your 45th birthday, man. Bolo burger. That sounds like an event right there. Smoked bologna?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, smoked bologna's good. I like good barbecue bologna. Big chunks of it was burnt like on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I should have asked that brother what today's math was. Sound like he did his math, but I got to know what today's math is.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Ever-evolving, you know?
I got to know.
I'm tracking.
What all would you put on a bologna, on the bologna, what would you put on it as, I know you wouldn't put anything on it,
Yeah, probably just some mustard. Cheese, I'm going to treat it like a hot dog.
Yeah, cheese, mustard, mayonnaise type vibes. Maybe some lettuce on there. Toast that bread so it won't get all slippery on you.
I wonder if you use like a barbecue sauce.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Especially with a barbecue sauce. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, Black and Gold B is on line 5. You're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? I'm just drinking a bottle of water right now. But as soon as I get to the house, I'm cracking open some cold Yingling Lights.
Nice.
Probably got to spark a few bowls.
Yeah.
And but I'm just thinking that, well, first of all, say happy birthday to Walt, man. I met him out there at Martin House, and he is a really cool dude. But I'm thinking, man, I'm glad the weekend's here. I'm in a great mood. Tax money hit this today.
Come on now.
The bank account's looking nice. Man, everybody's healthy. No more sickness. We're about to be done with this ball-shrinking cold weather we've been in this last week or so.
Yeah. Yep.
And man, I'm just ready to go home, crack open some beers, gotta throw a bunch of wood in the fireplace, get that blazing, throw some albums on the record player, man. We're just going to party down tonight, man.
Live it up, Black and Gold.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Line 6 is Chris here in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Chris?
My brother fans! I am drinking a cold Red Bull monk fruit. Don't sleep on that.
Okay.
And in Orlando, born and raised in the Dub, Garland, Texas. What I'm thinking here is March 27th, I will be behind the Mavericks bench when they take on Orlando, and we will be firing Nico.
Oh.
Book it. Watch it.
Uh-oh.
They won't kick us out.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Call us when you need bail money, sir. Chris. Yeah.
Love that energy.
Give us an update.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping this thing doesn't die. It's a hell of a movement.
Live stream it.
Yeah.
So I can play it the next day.
Yes.
We got line 7, Bo, in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Bo?
Hey there. I'm drinking some champagne right now, just celebrating a new engagement.
Congrats.
But I was curious your thoughts with the NFL draft coming up. And this draft class being interesting, what do you think of your opinion either this year and or next year, fully tanking, meaning trading players, getting better draft picks to then make a run in the possibly 2027, 2028 season?
For the Mavs?
For the Cowboys.
Oh, for the Cowboys?
Oh, Cowboys.
I'm always up for tanking. I think they need to, you know, commit to it.
They might be natural. This might be natural. They might naturally not be. They might lose more games this year than they did last.
Yeah, if they don't bring their guys back, you're right about that. Yeah. And if their left tackle doesn't get any better,
yeah, they naturally you might not need to tank. I mean, the roster building might not be as good as it needs to be.
I mean, if they could be in position to take Arch Manning, I think it would be the greatest offseason I'd ever covered. Okay, line 8.
By the way, real quick,
yeah,
I got a couple of lines out to find out about that basketball beef.
Okay.
And I got a guy who says, he goes, I asked. Let's see if I can find out some things for you.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Call somebody in the league to see if we can.
Hardaway Sr. versus Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, we might have an answer here before
long. Line 8's Big Jim. You're in the nation, Jim. What you drinking? What you thinking? Jimmy.
James.
Jimbo.
He's got the.
Sorry. I had to get it fixed.
Mute.
All right, y'all going to laugh at me because I ain't drinking whiskey. I've had a bunch of water today, but. Brian, you probably look into this. You could probably tell these fellas. I'll spare you all the details, but I'm drinking some red beet juice.
Oh, okay.
Really good for you.
Yes,
just look it up.
Yep, absolutely.
I bet you Lucius has already got the download on it. It's good for you.
It'll run right through you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it will. It helps the muscles and it helps the blood pressure. Hey, fellas, I just want to get a couple. I really do listen to all these interviews of these new coaches. I like his offensive line coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already calling out his players. And, y'all hear him answer the question. Y'all played it about Tyler Guyton. It's like he's a talented guy. He just ain't playing good football. I kind of like his coach. I'm just curious what you guys think. If anybody stuck out by sort of their comportment, maybe something they said or maybe something they didn't say. I'm just curious to hear you go around. Gavin, it's great to have you back this week, too. So you're doing a good job. It's always good to have you. We missed Chief last week, too.
Yes, sir, we did.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend. Some coach jump out to you, Brian?
No, I think he hit the nail on the head. Those offensive line coaches, you know, they don't get a whole lot of opportunity to stand up there in front of the media and get to talk.
Yeah.
And when you do, they usually have pretty good personalities and stuff. And I think I'm looking forward to seeing how these guys, I wish I should have been there. I should ask the question like, hey, you guys, have you guys watched these players already and what are your impressions of?
That's why it was great when Riley talked about Guyton.
Yeah, that's
and
what
he
I'm
said
saying.
He's going to work hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I you know, the more that I can learn about how these guys, but I think they're off to a really, really good start. It's good to see Flew's up there again as well.
Let's finish this
Hold on,
up.
Dust, let me get this off. All right, bro. Make you want to drink tequila and shoot guns in the air.
Last call of the night, prime time track. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Let's go. All right. I ain't drinking no tequila, though. I'm just drinking some fruit punch. And what I'm thinking about is, even with this bogus trade, I think the Mavericks were in a good spot. But I was looking at these next three games. They do have the Pelicans tonight.
Yeah.
I did not realize how many people were out. Gafford's out. Lively looked like he's out.
Oh, yeah.
Martin's out. Well, P.J. Washington was like, he's questionable.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, without the injuries, I was like, okay, they might have a chance. The following game, they got the Warriors. So maybe, I don't know, they've been kind of on and off. But that Tuesday game, we got that revenge game for sure. So they definitely got to come in. Like with some vengeance. I know Luka's coming in with a vengeance. They better come in with that same energy as well. So
yeah,
I'm looking a little nervous for these Mavericks.
I know March 6th is a big day. We'll get updates on Lively and Gafford and Davis. And between now and then, they got to get PJ Washington healthy on that sprained ankle. Can't believe what's it been like nearly a month. Time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius
feel good.
Has LA Live.
Here we go, Feel Good Friday. Let's go.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Jeff Bezos came, Bill Gates came, Mark Zuckerberg came. Many of them came numerous times. The bankers have all come. Everybody's coming.
Fantastic.
Man, he's got a list.
Gather around then. Gather around. This is LA Live for Friday, February 21st, 2025. It is a Feel Good Friday here in LA Live. Yes, people, we made it. Long week two right here, y'all. Long week. Wednesday felt like a Thursday, so everything after that was tough. Yeah. But here we are. Another week of 2025 in the books. So let's enjoy the weekend safely, folks. Avoid the law dogs. Please avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. That means you can be going too slow, too. You can cause problems going too slow.
Man, I was doing that in California coming down out of the mountains.
Going
People
too slow?
Behind me were hitting their brights. I'm like, it's dark.
Yeah,
I can't see where we're going. The cliff's right there, bro.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, I'm like, okay, I got to pull over, let this line around.
Yeah, please. I hate when people try to get on the highway and they're not going fast enough.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you got to give it some go. This is the highway. This is Texas.
Yeah.
75 minimum. Let's go.
And I did find out California drivers have nothing on Texas drivers. Do not let them tell you California drivers are going super fast. Because while I was going slow in the mountains, I was trying to go fast on the highways, and they're like at 60, 65,
yes,
bro.
Yes, yes. That's them here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you. Don't go too slow out here on these streets. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV, excuse me, or DFW Scanner this weekend. That DFW Scanner is a scary thing, too. I'm trying not to end up on that, all right? So everybody be careful out here. Stay on your square. Don't crash out like these girls did. They came home smelling like weed, and their mom started praying for them and panicking.
In the name of Jesus, Satan, ain't nobody scared of you. The blood of Jesus is against you. You will not have my child. In the name of Jesus, Lord, regulate a mind, God. You know all about why it's all discombobulated.
Her and her cousin came home smelling like weed. Now, that's a whole waste of weed because your mama's in there praying and screaming at you.
Talk about a buzzkill.
Standing at the fridge, like looking at the contents of the fridge.
It's a whole waste of weed, man. You got to spray some of that stuff on there.
Mom, what are these leftovers you got in the fridge?
Yeah. Mom, how are these tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail.
Do not.
If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
All right. So, I think my fuel lines in my truck got frozen this week. Yes, because my truck ran hot on the way over here. So maybe I got to refuel it with something. I don't know.
Did you get the heat? That bottle of heat, is that still sitting behind you? That yellow bottle of heat. Put that thing in your car.
It's probably too late now, though.
Nope. Well, it might help you right now. Yeah, it's a little private.
Yeah, look at there. It says gas line anti. My God.
I got that for you.
Yeah. God, dog it, man.
Good product.
Yeah.
It's because I let that truck sit for too long out there, and I didn't drive it. I was driving my old lady's car for a few days.
Yeah,
and it said, guess what, bro?
Sorry about that.
I'm going to freeze up on you.
Yep.
Yeah,
That's what you need. Just throw it in your car.
Maybe. Hopefully it'll work at this point.
Yeah.
You might be right. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can find us all. Find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Okay. Our winner right here knocked out Fred and Blake from the Fan After Dark. It was Broadus.
Can't believe the fan vote took me down.
It took you down. There was a theme this week. Apparently, busting on people was a theme this week. Let's go to Broadus.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of holes. I'm just trying my best not to pick the guy that could potentially bust on me. And Dane's right about Will Johnson.
What Blake said.
Yeah, I did say it was a theme this week. We're talking. Let's see here. Just a reminder, if you haven't heard it.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on there.
Okay, yeah, we got Fred's burner on here.
First of all, hey, look, hey, thanks. But we both bust on each other.
That windup is crazy, bro. You should have never pointed that out, man.
That could have lived in infamy in my mind.
Oh, my God.
First of all.
Okay. Bye. But, you know, Will Smith was on the podcast, too, and he was talking about Flavor Flav, and how Flavor Flav used to bust on him.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it was a theme this week, busting.
You know, telling jokes about each other. In Philly, we called it bussing. You're just bussing on each other.
Oh.
We called it bussing. And Flavor Flav, just the most bizarre things would come out of his mouth, and I just couldn't find the angle.
Oh, God.
Wow. Unbelievable.
God, jeez, bro.
The older you get, the more you just don't think about those
don't
things.
Don't even care.
Yeah, don't even
I
care.
I thought he was too old to have been at those Diddy parties.
Don't even care, yeah.
He was established, too.
Now, when was your birthday? Was that last week?
It was Tuesday.
Okay, I was like, why do I still have so much Gavin Dawson in my folder? Yeah man. Cause you're
that Gavin Dawson dude is smooth as a mother bleeper.
Wow, you found some old stuff.
I was
dude.
Looking, bro. I've been looking for a long time, but I'm not finding everything I want.
Oh my goodness.
Cause I wish I had that whole 3 minutes together.
That's 2010 after the World Series.
That was
right
after the World Series. Everybody was in the studio wasted.
I'm gonna let him pull my panties down.
Crazy, bro.
Unreal.
Yeah. Now this is newer. You guys were in the studio with Woolchuck and what's your name, son?
Eric.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
Yeah. Dawson, he lost audio in his headsets, and you guys were just staring, looking right at him, but not responding. He got the little panicking going.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, here with you, talking Cowboys. Did I just lose my mic? You guys can hear me? I can't hear me. Check.
I got you. I can hear you.
Are we on? Guys, can I get... Can anybody hear anything? Carter, can you hear me? You can hear me. Okay, we cannot hear anything. All right, but we do have...
It's okay. We just lost our...
Oh, Nick, boom, there we go.
Back. It's
Thank
back.
Thank you.
Woo! We're back, baby. We're
back. Carter, back to can laughter. You hear me? Anybody? Good God, say something.
Somebody.
We're all just laying out.
Just drowning in the ocean. I think I hit the button on the amplifier down here and it turned off my headphones.
You did, I think.
I kicked it.
Oh!
Not smooth as a mother bleeper.
Smooth as a mother bleeper. Now, you did tell a story about Dale Hansen and whatnot yesterday.
Yep.
I ran upon a promo you cut.
No way.
Dale to apologize.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Look at Eric's like, oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go.
And now, a message from Gavin Dawson.
Hi, Dale. It's come to my attention you think it's okay to openly disrespect the fan. We love you, Dale. Can't get enough of you recklessly speculating in your khaki shorts and Hawaiian shirt. Just keep our names out of your mouth while you're doing it. Why else would you wildly and slanderously speculate about what happens inside these walls? It's an attempted blow to our credibility that we cannot let go unchecked. And that is why I, Gavin Dawson, the G-Bag General, am formally requesting an apology. Richie and Grego did challenge you to a debate and then disagreed with you while you were on air to defend yourself. Then you ran back to your TV show and tried to continue the debate in private like an immature fan in a chat room.
Oh.
Suggesting that Mr. Jones would have control over our content is absurd, and reporting that same idea to your audience is an open slap to our face in the middle of town square. We ain't scared, Dale. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. Look at the bright side, Dale. You still have your little TV show, and you still have an endless thirst for
little
nonsensical
TV
statements.
Little TV show.
And apparently food's loaded with carbs and fat.
1983.
Sounds delicious. We'll be watching, and if you see me, bear me.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. About six beers in at the time of recording. I don't even remember that, dude. It's crazy how long it's been.
That was awesome.
I love the music choice, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flavor Flav was at the Autorama list. But I know, bro. I know. I think they got the, what is that? The RVs this weekend. They got the RVs this weekend out there. What else we got? Oh, this is one of my favorites. I'm going to do this before we get out of here, Mr. Dawson. What is this? Wait a minute. This is RJ Choppy doing you? This is not one I want. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Gavin Dawson.
G-Bag General Gavin Dawson here at your service. I'm hyped. I'm so hyped that you're listening to 105 through the fan on your radio.com streaming at apps are cool. I can tell you're about fellowshipping with the guys. I think it's some 24 karat pure gold as always, Sean. Content. Bless you wherever you're at. Keeping it real. Keep streaming. Salute.
That's hilarious. All right, we got to go. I got to go. I still got more. But
Hit it.
Yeah, I like this one, though. What were you talking about, man?
I give it one good shake, Majors. And then after that, I'm not going to sit there for, you know, a week or two shaking it, trying to get it right and good again. I'm done after the first shake.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Why?
Maybe taking a leak?
I don't know.
A week.
Maybe a barbecue?
I don't know what you were talking about, bro.
The dusting of the herbs and spices?
I don't know what you were talking about. And you didn't even answer this question right here from Kevin. And this is why I like it so much, because you said a whole lot without saying anything. And at the end of it, you realized it, too.
Do you guys have thoughts or interest on the College World Series final, which gets started tomorrow?
You know, I've gotten in on this a couple of times. I think it's great when a super local team or like a family member's team is there.
Yeah.
You get like this added possible championship situation that springs up on your sports calendar. Maybe, you know, it isn't your number one thing. It's not a lot of people's number one thing. It is some people's, and it's a glorious thing to have as your number one sport, but it's not traditional. But okay, so that's a long way of saying no.
Thank you, Lucius.
Greatness.
That was a proper roast.
Yep. All right. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm going to head out to that little taco spot. Yeah, Story and Urban. Holla. Peace.
Let's go. It's the weekend, baby. We got one more hour to go. The Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake and everybody coming up at 7. Did you hear what a big concern for Vegas Bob was regarding Luka? I have to get this in, Chief, and then we'll get into your Friday news dump before Sands. Where are we going with that?
Well, the Mavs stepped in it again today.
No way.
Ruffling more feathers for the Mavs fan base. And perhaps good news on the heels of Wemby's injury. Who's going to make bank because of it next year on the Fan?